Hello, beloved audience, and welcome to a second mini episode of From the Shelf. I am joined today. It's just me and Anthony today. Say hello.
Hello, Anthony.
Well, today, for our little mini episode, we were having some delays on the Shrek episode, but we will be getting that to you sometime next week. So yes, be on the lookout for that. But today, me and Anthony are going to talk about something that we both love very much.
Yes.
And that would be Disney sing-along song, Disneyland Fun Edition.
Yeah, which is an obscure topic discussed for sure, and might not give us a lot to talk about. So I would like to take this moment and just kind of discuss, Annalise, what are some of your favorite Disney theme park memories? Because after all, this sing-along song is pretty much just a glorified advertisement for late 80s, early 90s Disneyland. Let's be honest here. We all know what this is.
Yeah. So I haven't been to Disney that much. The only extended trip that I remember taking is when I was very young, and I don't remember all the trip. And the last time I was in Disney World was only for a day. I spent the day with our Uncle Pete in Magic Kingdom. And it was, like I said, it was only a day, and that was in like 2013, maybe 2014. I would say it was a long time ago. So I really haven't been in a long time.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because I have lots of fond memories of being at Disney World.
I love going to Disney World. I want to go.
Yeah, I've been going my whole life.
Yes, like I want to go very soon.
It's just very interesting that in the grand scheme of things, you haven't gone as much as I have or Frankie has.
Yeah, well, I mean, both of you were able to go into your early adulthood. And I mean, I was young at the time, so I couldn't go with you. And honestly, with the way Disney prices are now, I can't afford to go.
I think none of us really can. Hopefully with the return of Bob Iger, that can hopefully change.
I hope so, because I would really love to go. I mean, I love Disney World.
I set a goal for myself. I wanted to go to the Magic Kingdom's 50th anniversary, but the prices were just too big. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, and I mean it really sucks as a Disney lover, because you want to go, you want to have those experiences, you want to do the character meets, the dining, the rides, everything, but it's impossible for,
yeah,
number one, a broke college student, and number two, a broke middle-aged, well, not middle-aged, I didn't mean that,
wait a minute, I'm only 28, I know, what the heck, what is this middle-aged stuff?
I didn't mean
that. Wow.
I meant late, like late 20s adults. I didn't mean middle aged.
Yeah, we're two adults reviewing a Disney child sing-along tape.
Yeah, where are we in our lives right now?
Living our best lives, that's what we're doing.
I guess so.
But Annalise, do you have a personal favorite ride that you love?
So, I could tell you one that I've always really liked, but I've never ridden. Like, I know a lot about it. I've just never had the chance to ride it. I've always wanted to ride Expedition Everest.
Wait, you never rode that?
I didn't go to Animal Kingdom, so I didn't get to ride it. And I think I was probably too small when we went on our family trip, so I probably couldn't get on it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I will say,
I don't remember you sitting out with me, because that was before I got into actually doing the rides.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember you sitting out with me. I thought I was by myself while you all went.
I mean, it's possible that I went on it. I just don't remember, but I don't know.
God.
But
God, I'm trying to think back on that trip. I don't really remember much.
It was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I have pictures and stuff, but nothing from rides or anything like that. But I will say, a favorite ride that I've ridden in Disney World would probably either be Pirates or Big Thunder Mountain.
Those are two really good ones.
Yeah, I love Big Thunder Mountain.
I go back and forth which one I prefer, Haunted Mansion or Pirates.
Oh, I don't know. I completely forgot about Haunted Mansion. I love Haunted Mansion, but it's probably in my top three, I would say.
I would have to say my top, it's got to be either Pirates or Mansion. I just can't decide because they're both pretty similar when you think about it.
You're right. They are. They are pretty similar. I would say, well, like, one, I've always wanted to ride Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Same.
And
last time I went, the day I did go to Magic Kingdom, I went with my uncle and I met my friend Nathan at Animal Kingdom. We spent the day there. And then at the end, I had Park Hopper, so I went to Magic Kingdom. And I did the People Mover, and I'm like, okay, I got to get a good spot for the fireworks.
Yes, I've been on People Mover.
Because Happily Ever After is definitely worth staying to watch. Oh my god, that's a fantastic show. And I'm so glad they're bringing it back, because that replacement show was awful.
Yeah.
But I probably had enough time to do PhilharMagic, because with the spot I picked, it was honestly kind of perfect. I pretty much was by the train station towards the exit of Magic Kingdom, because I knew as soon as these fireworks were over, it was just going to be a flood of people trying to leave.
Oh, yeah. But, like, the fireworks
shows... So,
The fireworks shows are the perfect times to ride the rides that you don't get to ride during the day, which, I have to say, there's always a line for Peter Pan that I do not understand, because I don't think it's...
I recommend...
It's a boring ride.
I love Peter Pan. What are you talking about?
Listen... I don't think there should be that long of a line for Peter Pan.
It's the best dark ride.
That's all it is. It's a dark ride about Peter Pan. Go watch the movie.
Well, I love that.
Go watch the movie and turn your bedroom lights off. That's it. And you're on the ride.
But yeah, literally, if it's a busy day, you are not getting on that ride anytime soon. So your best bet is to go when rope drops and you make a beeline for Peter Pan's flight, or you wait for the fireworks.
You do either one of those things, or get like a fast pass or something.
Or yeah, pretty much. Or Disney Genie.
Genie passes. Whatever.
No, I wonder if that's going to be taken away.
I don't know. Well,
I've heard nothing but bad things about it.
Well, I think it's kind of stupid because they used to give out free fast passes during the day. You just had You just had to sign up for them or something like that. It was a very easy process.
Yeah, fast passes. They would give them out, or if you did it with your vacation package.
Yeah, trying to think of the other rides. I mean, I've been on Snow White, and I got honestly that was...
I never rode the original Snow White ride that was there.
Well, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is what I'm talking about.
The Mine Train's cool and all. I don't think it's worth that wait in line, though. I was kind of disappointed.
It's a long wait, and it's...
Animatronics are definitely cool, but, I mean, it's just a toned-down Big Thunder. Now, that might be controversial to some of our viewers when we build a bigger audience and they watch this episode.
You know what I want?
But yeah.
I want to go to Tokyo Disney and ride... They have the Beauty and the Beast one, and they have an amazing Pirates ride.
Yeah, I want to do that. Mostly, I want to go to Euro Disney. That's my big one I want to do.
For Disneyland Paris, other than, very good as well.
Other than Disneyland Paris is called now. Going back to the old... I still call Hollywood Studios MGM Studios, so screw me.
Oh my god, I've never ridden Tower of Terror, and I want to ride it so bad.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of those free falls, because it's just like, it's just a draw. I mean,
well,
like,
I used to be like
probably once, but
I used to be obsessed with the. I used to be obsessed with the ride because of the story itself. Like, because each ride has like a story, quote unquote. So I was.
And at least I find my keys.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, I've always wanted to ride that ride. Because of, like,
if I want that experience, I'll just go through the queue. I'm like, it's just right. Like drop. I mean, with the Guardians of the Galaxy one in Disneyland, I mean,
you got
those screens and that show.
Yeah, well, I really hope
it goes on as you drop. So
I really hope that they don't change the one in Hollywood Studios.
I doubt they'll do that. It's too popular.
It is very popular. I don't think I got to ride Rock and Roller Coaster.
I did it. That's a great coaster. Though I think they might be changing it since apparently there's some allegations going on with Steven Tyler, from what I understand.
Well, I believe...
But we're not here to talk about that.
I believe they're changing it, but I think maybe it's because their contract is coming to an end.
Now, if they are changing it, what would you want them to change it to?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I have ideas that might work. I know they have... because they have Fox, and Fox has the rights to the Queen music.
Ooh, that could be
really cool. Queen's Rock and Roller Coaster. Also, another good choice would be Van Halen.
Well, that, but if they do kind of the same route that they did where the band is at the beginning, I mean, you can't put Freddie in there.
I mean, if we say it's the 80s.
How are they going to do that?
I mean, you can't put Eddie Van Halen in it also.
Exactly. But they could also take a different route with it, I guess, if they wanted to change.
My personal opinion, Dr. T to the Electric Mayhem Rock and Roller Coaster. Let's go.
That could be really cool. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Disneyland itself. We're here to talk about Disneyland fun.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to talk about the Disney parks while you talk about this also.
Yes, but we're here to talk about the sing-along songs.
All right. Where'd I put my keys?
So we start out, and they need to put the sing-alongs on Disney Plus, honestly. But
they really should.
They really should.
It's a spiritual successor, I would say, to these, but it's still the whole. It's just the whole movie.
Well, I also, so we start out with the Blue Owls, like, join right in, sing along with your favorite Disney song. I love
it. Yeah, fun fact though, I thought this was original animation done for these sing-alongs, but it's actually taken from two Disney shorts.
What are they?
Melody and Toot, Whistle, Pluck, and Boom.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And this sequence was like on all of the Disney sing-along.
Well, I think it was originally Ludwig von Duck, or he was after this. I don't even know. But what surprised me about this, this classroom design is very in the style of Mary Blair.
It is. Yes, it is. It's very Mary Blair.
And she had nothing to do with those shorts.
Maybe it was just like, I don't know, like copycat artistry at the time. Like that's kind of.
I mean, Ward Kimball and Mark Davis were a part of that. Those shorts animation team.
Yeah. Maybe they just took inspiration from her style. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't want to say copycat because that's not what it was.
No, definitely not.
So anyway, this one, obviously it's about Disneyland and it's going to take place in Disneyland. So our first song is Whistle While You Work.
Yes.
And
it really just shows the era we're in. This is definitely Michael Eisner, because the characters are just doing all the work. I mean, let's be honest. He
all the merchandise is there.
Yeah, all the merchandise is there. The characters are doing all the work. I don't want to say he whored out the nostalgic characters, but I mean, he kind of did.
Yeah, I mean,
and it worked for the time. And Roger Rabbit's there. It's very weird.
It's very weird.
Well, at the time, because this is late 80s, early 90s Disney.
Yep.
Roger Rabbit was everywhere.
Yeah, well,
they were pulling the heck out of him because I think they had like all the other rights to him.
That, and they were probably trying to also promote Toontown because it was an area.
No,
of the
Toontown
park.
At the time of this this was filmed, I don't see a lick of Toontown. Toontown was early 90s.
Was it?
So maybe it was in the planning stages?
Probably. I would have to assume so because they did some.
Well, Who Framed Roger Rabbit was a huge hit. It's honestly the reason we had the Disney Renaissance is because if that movie didn't make the money it did, there was no way we were going to get Little Mermaid.
No.
And so on and so forth.
I was going to do a Disney marathon earlier today and then I had to work.
Could have done it while you were working.
Well, I was downstairs. I wasn't in my room. Anyway.
That's your fault.
So,
But yeah, it's literally just showing that the characters getting ready for the opening of the park.
Right. Every
And it's only five of them. It's
Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Chip and Dale,
Goofy,
Pluto.
And Roger.
So that's eight.
Okay, yes, it's eight. And these are the characters we'll be following throughout this sing-along tape.
The Country Bears are in there. And Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, they're... Oh, yeah.
And the village.
And it's just showing how they get the park ready in this weird universe that apparently that the characters do all this stuff.
Yeah, none of the cast members
do. None of this is accurate to an experience at Disney. Let's be honest here.
No, definitely
I think
not.
The only accurate thing about this is that when the ribbon cuts and those people just flood in.
They start running.
Well, I'm waiting to see if the Roseanne cast is in that too, just running in.
All right. So as we're at the rope drop, it starts playing "Step in Time."
Yeah, it's really not a good version of that song.
No, it's not. And it's just showing people walking around the park. It's nothing special.
Yeah, just everyone getting ready to go down Main Street.
Yep.
Honestly. Now that you say that, this is pretty much an accurate representation of how you're going to go through the park, because it takes you through almost every land, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean...
You start at the opening gate, then you go to Main Street.
Yep. It's taking you through.
Yeah, it is. I just noticed that.
Yeah. Speaking of Main Street, our next song is Middle of Main Street, USA. Walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA.
Yeah, and you'll hear this song throughout the parks.
Yeah. And I mean, it's basically just a regular parade with more dancing.
It's like a character show, pretty much.
Yeah. And, Alice is there. I'm looking at a clip right now, actually. The penguin.
I'm watching it as we're talking about it. Yeah, we got the penguins from Mary Poppins and Bert. We got the rabbit.
Yeah, we got Alice.
Roger Rabbit's there again. Look,
Goofy.
Roger.
There's Goofy. As a constable, yep. Of all things.
This might be my least favorite number of the whole tape. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. I don't really like Great Outdoors that much. I don't know. I feel like Main Street USA just goes on for a very long time.
Yeah, I think that's its main issue.
Yeah,
what's the next one that they do?
Let me skip ahead a little bit. I have it on mute. It's Following the Leader.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, okay, yeah, this song's from Peter Pan, and they're going to Adventureland at this point.
And they're with Donald.
Okay, now we can finally address the white duck in the room, as we say. You see this group of kids following Donald, which would never happen in the parks.
No, you never get to, like, walk, well, like, in Disneyland, you do, but, like, in Disney World, you don't get to walk around with the characters, really. Which is the opposite of, like, all of their marketing.
I want to go to California.
a lot of the time you can get a really good character interaction at Disneyland, and you can sometimes in Disney World, but I think most of the time, like actually interacting with the characters and them walking around with you, that's mostly done in Disneyland.
Yeah, I think so, based on what we see.
And just
but
because
these kids
it's
are everywhere in this tape, Annalise. Where are these kids' parents?
I don't know.
No, audience, no joke.
They're waiting in line to get Dole Whips.
They're waiting to get Dole Whips. They're everywhere in this tape, and there's no sign of these kids' parents. Now, these are young kids.
I would say, it's not like they're like teenagers or anything. No, they're like younger kids.
I mean, they could be local Anaheim kids just going to Disney, but there's no one adult. I mean, these are young kids.
Yeah, there needs to be at least one adult.
I mean, I'm sure when these are they're paid actors for this.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, there's no way.
But in the context, like, where are these children's parents?
right.
I think Disney just kidnapped them.
Maybe, but it's basically just the kids and Donald running around and singing through Adventureland. Next, what's next? Oh,
yeah, they do something that's almost impossible.
What?
They make the Jungle Cruise actually look entertaining.
Hey.
I'm sorry, that ride's boring.
I've never been on it.
Last time, when me and my brother, his then-girlfriend, and his friend went, she made us do the Jungle Cruise first, and we waited in the line for so long. It was not worth it. I'm still bitter about that, Hannah.
Oh my god.
Could have done Filler Magic. Could have done Peter Pan's Flight.
Anyway, now after...
Sorry, I'm just kind of just like... I'm just kind of going through it right now.
Oh, God.
Could have done anything else.
Whatever.
But no, we did Jungle Cruise.
I wasn't there for that trip, and I'm still bitter about that.
Sorry.
Anyway.
What's the next song?
It's the one with the country bears, Great Outdoors. I don't like
yes,
this
Yes, the country bear.
I don't like this one.
Those suits are terrifying. We are in Frontierland at this for this portion. And those suits, oh my God, they are terrifying.
Yeah, they are. They are absolutely terrifying. Like, I always skipped this one because I didn't like the way the bears looked.
They just put, and they're constantly in close-up, too. And they're chasing these kids. I'm like, oh my God, do we need to call child services? This is terrifying.
They're chasing these kids out of the caves.
Oh wait, no, it's like a mixture of, yeah. Would you classify Tom Sawyer's Island in Frontierland?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, for us it is, but I don't know in California. I think that, because it's also, you can see Tom Sawyer's Island through New Orleans Square.
It's probably in the middle of both of them.
Probably.
So
we're more Florida-based Disney experts here, not California, so you'll forgive us,
audience. Yeah, sorry about that. But next we have Zippity Doo.
Yeah, I honestly, at least now that I'm looking at some of these clips, this is probably the worst song in the video.
Yeah, I don't really like that one.
No, no.
But that's just me. Next we have Zippity Doo-Dah, and it's going
to the rap version of Zippity Doo-Dah, the one that appeared when they opened Splash Mountain. This is the big video, big ride thing they want to showcase. This and Star Tours, because these are the most new rides at the time.
I never remember the Star Tours segment.
It's like at the end, or no, Matterhorn's the end. It goes Splash Mountain. I think Big Thunder is on it. Yes, Big Thunder's on it. It goes Big Thunder, Splash Mountain, then Star Tours, and then Matterhorn, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
It's just kind of showcasing the thrill rides.
Yeah.
I don't think I said thrill right.
I mean, it's basically just taking you through the ride, and then this is not accurate. The characters are not there waiting for you.
You, they're going toward on the queues with you.
They don't
at the end. Roger's on the at the automation ride with a little kid. Like, the characters don't ride the rides with you. This is bullshit.
It's bitter. Makes me bitter.
I'm bitter. These kids had the Disney experience I wanted,
right?
Bullshit.
Oh, they're on Splash Mountain now, too. So,
I told you they do Splash Mountain.
Zip,
all
zip,
that
zip,
stuff.
Zip, zip, zip.
Oh, God. We're hip, guys. We're Disney. We're hip. We're cool.
We're cool. Oh.
With a K.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about now with the Star Tours and Matterhorn. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ugh. I didn't get to ride Star Tours. I wasn't alive at the time when it came out, obviously.
You didn't ride the original Star Tours?
Nope.
Did you not ride when me, Mom, you...
I mean, maybe, but I don't remember.
You had to have when it was me, Mom, and Nanny, and Frankie.
I rode Buzz Lightyear with Nanny, and I cried.
Oh, I was kind of afraid to do Buzz Lightyear when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I started crying.
I didn't do rides very well as a child.
Oh, I mean, I loved rides. You know. I don't know, but
I love the rides now. Don't get it twisted. I'll do anything once.
Oh, I've always loved rides, but for some reason, when my grandmother took me on Buzz Lightyear, I started crying. Not that this showcases Buzz Lightyear.
Not that she was any better.
Yet.
I mean, she wasn't any better. She freaked out on Tower of Terror and nearly tore Frankie's arm off.
Well, listen, that's a scary ride.
I mean, if you're not terrified by the green aliens from Buzz Lightyear, I don't know what's going to scare you.
Alrighty, so now I think, yeah, it's moving on to Rumbly and My Tumbly, which I love.
Yes, yeah,
I love this.
What's funny about this is Winnie the Pooh replaced the Country Bears.
Oh, I thought Winnie the Pooh replaced Mr. Toad.
No, he replaced Mr. Toad here.
Oh, I just love that every time Pooh tries to get something to eat, it's taken away from him.
These little Hitler youths aren't feeding this poor bear.
And he drops his popcorn.
Yeah, Tigger is nice enough to give him popcorn, and he just drops it.
Poor thing. Like,
and Tigger just laughs.
He laughs.
He laughs at him. Like, fuck you, Stripes. Give him another popcorn thing. And fuck these kids. Give them some food.
I see them munching on that churro. Give him some.
Churro now. I want a Disney churro now.
I want a Dole Whip.
I don't really like Dole Whips.
Well, you don't really like pineapple.
I don't. You and Kevin have the Doles. I'll be eating my churro and turkey later.
Winnie the Pooh is standing right behind you, two little shits eating those pancakes. You give him a bite.
That's this whole segment.
Give him a bite.
It's just Winnie the Pooh's like, feed me. I haven't eaten all day.
Ugh. This poor thing.
I know.
But it's basically displaying food around Disney, so. Oh, he finally got his honey.
Oh, thank God. He doesn't end up with food. So that whole, pretty much that whole segment is just torturing Pooh.
Yeah, makes me feel bad.
Poor little guy.
Oh,
silly old
man. God, next is It's a Small World.
Well, it's okay. I decided to sell all those children to the prostitution ring.
No!
Oh, what are their parents gonna do about it?
Oh,
they wouldn't give me any honey.
Oh my God!
I sold some of them to prostitution and I sold others to the chain gang.
Oh my God. I don't want to hear Winnie the Pooh talking about selling children into prostitution.
That's nothing. Let me tell you what I did to Eeyore.
No!
I made him glue.
No!
He wouldn't pay me my honey debt.
No.
Oh, do you smell bacon? I cooked piglet for breakfast.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No.
Note to self, don't piss off Pooh.
He'll sell you.
He just literally came into my apartment and just started going on a rant. Note to self, don't piss off Pooh Bear.
Don't deny him food.
That was terrifying. What's the next segment, Annalisa? I think we need to decompress after that.
I think you should lock your door.
Yeah, hang on.
Next we have It's a Small World. Ugh.
It's a prayer for peace,
Annalise!
It's a
prayer for peace! Shut up!
Also, the white rabbit's riding in this, and that doesn't happen.
I want to ride the teacups.
With the characters.
I want to ride the teacups.
Yeah, and the characters are in the teacups with them. That doesn't happen in Disney World.
I'm dragging Alice onto the ride with me.
Mickey, come on. Oh, come on, we're getting on the teacups. Oh, I can't. Oh.
Get over here.
Your 20-year-old Disneyland fun tape says you guys ride the ride, so we're riding the ride.
Get on. Oh, my God. Which, I don't really understand why they showed teacups for It's a Small World. There's literally an entire ride.
I think it's just to show off Fantasyland.
Probably. Oh, and Dumbo, too. It's Snow White's on Dumbo with these children!
This is bullshit. These little fucking Hitler used to feed Pooh Bear.
Bring Pooh back in here! Pooh, I need you to get rid of these kids!
Wait, don't! If you say his name three times, it's like Beetlejuice.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, no more.
We won't bring up Pooh Bear. Oh, crap, that's two times.
You have one
more. Next segment!
We're on making memories.
This is pretty much just a... It's pretty much... Yeah, this is pretty much a Disney experience. Like, now we're on to where people take the photos.
There's the Mark Twain riverboat.
Awesome boat.
And Mickey and Minnie.
I've never actually done that. Well, our equivalent of that. I really should next time I go.
Oh God, a country bear. Scary.
You know, as I watch this, it's just like, I miss the sky buckets. Though we do technically have those back.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we have over California. That and the people mover.
Yeah.
Oh. There's really not much to say about this one.
Oh,
it's just
cowboy
a bunch
goofy.
Of shenanigans.
Yeah.
Showing off families and their experience in the parks.
Yeah, it's cute. You see
so
kids,
I think
like,
now
hugging.
We can talk about
the characters.
We can talk about the... At least I think it's time we talk about the big one. The one everyone remembers.
Oh, God. The one that gave me nightmares?
Okay.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Hold on. It's an ad. Hold on.
I have an ad, too. But you want to go with your background with this segment? Or should I start?
This sequence, while it's the best in this damn thing, in this movie? I don't know. It's the best in this...
It's the tape. On the tape.
It's the best in the tape. Let's go with that. While it's amazing, it gave me nightmares as a child.
It's honestly kind of creepy.
It's scary.
For little kids, yeah, this honestly, it's pretty effective. And like, the evil witch costume is actually really creepy. Yeah. And so is the big bad wolf.
Yeah, so...
And Hooks, honestly, has that uncanny...
No, I have to say, the witch, the evil queen, she's the scariest one.
Oh, absolutely. That costume is terrifying.
But, so, for context, two of these kids, they're at the haunted mansion now.
These parentless children.
And this little girl goes into, like, this hallucination, basically, where she's like, I wonder what goes on at night.
I think Pooh Spike, oh crap, I said it three times. Oh, what are we talking about now, bitches?
Hi, Pooh.
Oh, we're doing a haunted mansion segment. I was supposed to be in this, but they deemed me too scary.
Okay, Pooh.
It was my idea to hang those children by their necks off the building.
What did you do to that little girl?
That little girl was my top earner.
Oh my god.
And by that I mean she made so much honey.
Okay.
She harvested all the bees for me.
Oh my god.
Did you honestly think I actually meant prostitution? By that I mean they make honey for me.
You scare me.
That's my rap. I have to get back to the honey mines.
Okay.
Oh, thank god he's gone.
Do you?
So did he just admit he takes children and uses them to harvest honey from bees that he has collected?
Yes.
Why does he call it prostitution?
I don't know. Anyway.
Why would he say it like that?
I don't know.
I miss Paul McCartney. Anywho.
Anyway. Hold on.
So I wanna give some context for this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Me and Frank, our grandmother had this tape. This is how me and Frank got introduced to this. And when this segment came on, we used to play a game. See, our grandmother had these toy guns.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What?
I couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, pretty much I was giving my background at grandma's house and her toy guns.
Oh.
So pretty much when this segment came on, we grabbed the toy guns and would shoot at the TV like it's like a first-person shooter game.
Gary.
And then we made the next segment like a celebration that we won. We beat the bad guys.
This haunted mansion.
So now kind of thinking about it, I wish we had done that to a previous character.
Don't say his name. But, like, so there's a part where the villains are, like, going in through, they're, like, looking back in between some pillars from the mansion. And it's.
That's the creepiest part.
That's the creepiest
part. That is the creepy. When they're just running and just looking at the camera like, gonna get you.
Yeah, it's scary.
It honestly is.
Why is Donald there?
I've been wondering. I don't think that's from a silly symphony where he's a ghost. I don't think he's ever been a ghost. Why is he there?
The only reason I could imagine is because of the little Halloween short with him and Huey, Dewey, and Louie and the witch. But that's it. He's not a ghost in that.
Like, I think they summon ghosts to scare him.
Yes.
And what's funny is they did one of these for Disneyland Paris. And they had Jafar in it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I
mean, we get some great shots of the Haunted Mansion interior.
Definitely, but it's like it doesn't count now because I get nightmares. Like, I couldn't care about the Haunted Mansion when you're showing me terrifying, like, villains.
Evil Queen. Oh, I'm just going back to them. Like, when she just runs to the camera and then it cuts them running, walking to the behind the pillars. That is terrifying. How did they... tell me we're not alone, audience. Like,
please?
Were you guys scared of this sequence when you growing up?
Like,
it's honestly very unsettling.
It is. It's very unsettling.
That scene with the pillars is very unsettling.
Ugh.
But I won't lie, I always skipped the scene.
I don't
this
know.
Is the one I remember the most.
I say we remember it the most, but I don't know if I skipped it because it was scary, but I always had to
go. No, I will skip to it. Like, I'll just watch the sequence at random.
Next
is the parade.
Yeah, it's the character parade.
I don't remember what parade this was, but I think this was an anniversary parade.
Maybe.
There was definitely a name for it. I'm going to see if I can try and find it. I mean, it's a standard parade. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's an actual parade. It's not one that they, made for the tape.
No, it's an anniversary. It's for, a park's anniversary.
Right.
What's so interesting about it, they had, these giant floats that they don't usually have that. I mean, they have the parade floats, but they don't have, these balloons that are huge.
Yeah. And Cinderella is not usually in her carriage. She's usually standing on one of the floats that go by nowadays, anyway.
Yeah, I remember back in the day she was in the carriage.
Yeah, but I'm saying, now it's not typical. And, of course, there's a lot of different floats, obviously, that were made for then that don't come out now.
None of these are here.
I don't remember because I never saw it in person, but I've seen pictures. There used to be a Hercules one, and I never saw it. Yeah, the parade sequence is very short, and our last one is When You Wish Upon a Star.
Yeah,
and it's basically the characters in front of the castle saying goodbye. Geppetto and Pinocchio were there.
Yeah. But one really cool thing I would like to point out, towards the end of it, Mickey lifts his hands up and fireworks come out of it. Now,
you only see that in Fantasmic, really.
Exactly. So I'm like, is this kind of a test of that? Was Fantasmic in the works at this point?
It's possible.
Who knows? It's very nice. If it's an intentional Easter egg.
Right. If it's intentional, it's a nice nod to Fantasmic.
Or you can just look at it like that.
Yeah.
But one thing this is just my artistic overthinking brain just going to words. When you see all the characters running back through the gate and you see Minnie and Mickey and, I mean, yeah, through the gate you see smoke from the fireworks, and it's like they're going back to a different dimension or something. Like, they're going back to a dream or something. Again, I could be overthinking that, but
maybe a little, probably a little bit.
It seems like, because, I mean, let's be honest, when you go to these parks, you don't feel like you're in the real world anymore.
No, I mean,
and I think that's what's so effective about Disney parks.
I think it's very cute to see Mickey and Minnie kiss at the end. I think that's very cute.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
Because they don't, they don't show them doing a lot of that anymore. Like, there's, every once in a while, they'll show Mickey and Minnie being romantic, but it's really not as often anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of funny the different environment it was back then. This is definitely a time capsule.
Definitely, for sure. But it brings back, it always dredges up my love for Disney anytime I watch it.
Absolutely. Like, if I know I'm going to Disney, I will literally, this will be on my queue. I'll be watching his park videos from Tim Tracker, The Daily Woo, or Justin Scard, or any other these other channels that post Disney park stuff. And this videotape, I mean, it'll get you in the Disney mood.
Definitely. Well,
so I think, Annalise, what would you recommend this? And would you show your future children this?
Oh, I will definitely show my future children this. This was a part of my childhood. And if my children are anything like me, then they're going to love Disney.
They will, if I have anything to say about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, Annalise.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I have to say.
Yeah.
What about you?
Now, I pretty much have the same thought. This is a nice, cute little time capsule of what the Disney company, the parks were like at the time.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, there's some things you just don't see anymore. And we just made a horrible discovery about a certain character.
Yeah. What you never knew.
What you never knew indeed, Jesus. I think I need a shower after that. But yeah, I guess now to close this off, what is your least favorite Disney ride?
My least favorite? Because there's so many, I'm gonna pull up a list really quick. Disney rides. It's pulling up, like, plan your Disney vacation. I can't afford.
No, none of us can afford.
So
I'll just say mine.
Go ahead.
Small World.
Yeah.
Small World. I'll still do it, but it's...
Probably Small World or... I don't know. I would say probably, like, obviously, like, the kiddie rides I don't ride anymore, but I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, it's my least favorite, because I don't ride them. I would say either Small World or probably Peter Pan's Flight, and I know that's going to be
controversial. How dare you?
Exactly. I know it's going to be controversial, but I don't get the hype around it. I mean, my only reason I could guess is that because it's a classic, it's been there since the park opened. But if that is all you have to say about it, that it's a classic, go watch the movie.
Well, on that note, I think I can hear the villagers coming for Annalise. I think that's a good time to wrap this up.
They're breaking down my door.
Yeah.
They're coming for me.
Well, either you or you know who.
I mean, I could summon him.
Don't. Please don't.
He'll save me.
I don't think he will.
He might not.
Michael Caine might.
You said Michael Caine might?
Yes.
With a thankful heart and an endless joy.
Oh, God. A go-go. A go-go. I can't say anymore because I'm only 2 bloody minutes old.
I don't think baby Michael Caine is going to be able to save me.
Don't worry about that, Annalise. I'll just stink up my diaper and then I'll leave. I'm a good bloody boy.
Well, I guess we better sign off before you hear my bloody end.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week. We got a lot of things happening.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming up for you. So thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you for listening.